USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Belgium and Western Germany as crews continue to look for people missing after last week's severe flooding. The death toll rose on Sunday to at least 183 people, with many of those in Germany. More than 250 people are still missing in the two countries. Thousands of homes are without power, and Belgium's authorities say that about 30,000 homes are without access to clean drinking water. Record rainfalls last week caused several rivers in the region to overflow, causing the massive flooding. And a ruling from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked an order lifting COVID restrictions on cruise ships. The ruling, filed late Saturday night, puts a temporary stay on a decision in a lawsuit that would have lifted CDC regulations for cruise ships returning to operation, while the agency appeals the lawsuit. The original suit claimed that the CDC's process to return to cruising was causing harm to the industry by being overly burdensome. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The United Kingdom is set to lift most of its COVID-19 restrictions on Monday, but the country's prime minister is reminding people to stay vigilant to protect themselves. Brad Bernards has more.
England, which has faced more than 14 months of lockdowns, is set to finally reopen Monday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson:
"It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over."
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Colin Morikawa held off Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Louis Oosthuizen on Sunday to win the Open Championship. The 24-year-old finished the tournament at 15-under. Spieth finished second at 13-under. Rahm and Oosthuizen tied for third at 11-under. Morikawa winning the Clara Jug in his first appearance in the tournament, just the second time in the last 25 years that a first-timer has won it all. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through using the budget reconciliation process. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham says is unsupportable. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he's willing to borrow a strategy from Texas Democrats and leave Washington, D.C. to prevent a vote on that bill.
The reconciliation package is not infrastructure. It's big government, a liberal wish list, paid family leave, new social programs unrelated to infrastructure. So we'll see if they can get Democratic support. But before Republicans beat up on the Democrats in Texas for leaving Texas too much, if for some reason they pass reconciliation budget resolution to bring that bill to the floor of the United States Senate, the $3.5 trillion bill, you got to have a quorum to pass a bill in the Senate. I would leave before I'd let that happen. So to my Republican colleagues, we may learn something from our Democratic friends in Texas when it comes to avoiding a $3.5 trillion tax and spend package. Leave town.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.